T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning. I want to mention from the KDKA NRG Storm Center, West Mifflin Area School District has been forced to close Emerson Elementary School today. All the other schools are open. And, of course, the Storm Center from NRG and KDKA is available to you at any time at kdkaradio.com.
And we welcome on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline the governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Happy New Year, Governor Tom Wolf.
Happy New Year to you, Larry and John. It's good to be with you.
Let's start out on a positive note. I want to know if you have heard anything about this that can confirm it, that Forbes magazine is reporting that Pittsburgh is the odds-on favorite to get Amazon HQ2. Have you heard any inkling from the company on this?
If I had heard anything, I would not be at liberty to share that. But if you look at the you know, Pennsylvania has got to be odds-on favorite to land HQ2, and I think Pittsburgh would be a wonderful site.
Oh, come on, Governor, just between us. Haven't you heard something?
Well, in the meanwhile, we certainly hope that is the case. It would be a substantial economic boost to the region.
It would.
So we'll wait and see. But there are other things to discuss with the governor of Pennsylvania, and also some positive news on the battle against opioids.
Yeah, 12% reduction in the number of prescriptions being written. That sounds like good news, but it only sounds like a start.
Well, it is a start, but it's great news. And there's some other things there. The 86% drop in doctor shopping between, you know, we started the prescription drug monitoring program, the database, in August of 2016. So if you compare August 16 to August 17, that period, with August 15 to August 16, the number of patients doing doctor shopping is down an amazing 86%. Now, that's defined. Let me define it. That's doctor shopping is someone who goes to get the same prescription from 5 or more doctors in a 3-month period. But the number of people doing that that's down 86%. So we're making some progress, but yeah, we have a lot more work to do. But 53,000 queries are being made every day in the prescription drug monitoring database, and that's really being used, and I think it's being used in the right way.
Governor, this story that the Associated Press has been working on sexual harassment settlements. The latest one to be revealed, that you talked about, the $900,000 paid to a woman who worked for the Department of Revenue and was harassed by her boss, molested, harassed, and threatened by her boss while working for the state. As a taxpayer, I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute, why should we, the citizens of Pennsylvania, have to pay a settlement like this? Shouldn't it be on the person who did the harassing?
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes in this happens in the private sector. I'm sure KDK has to do this too. If there is that kind of behavior and harm has been done, and just a little I've heard of this case, this happened back before I became governor, but it sounds like the person really did some very bad things, and the victim deserves some compensation for this. So the settlement was paid. The government of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth, does self-insure, so that's where the settlement funds came from. It's own funds. But here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sure this doesn't happen. We're doing training. I have made it clear that I have zero tolerance for this kind of behavior, so people will be held accountable, and there is no excuse for this. But if damage has been done by somebody, I mean, there's 70 6,000, 75,000 employees in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. If someone misbehaves, despite everybody's best efforts, then you will have this in the Commonwealth as well as in any organization. Yeah, it is a shame. I think what we need to do is what I'm doing, which is take every step possible to make sure this doesn't happen, that people can come to work and feel that they're going to be in a safe and harassment-free workplace. And that's what I'm committed to.
Governor, as you get ready for the new year, what's on top of your to-do list right now?
Well, I'm going to continue to I'd say six things. I'm going to continue to protect education. In the last 3 years, we've had a historic increase in education funding, early childhood, basic education, higher education. I will continue to look for ways to fund education, including in ways to fund career and technical education, make sure community colleges have the funding that we need them to have, that we support apprenticeship training programs and all kinds of things. So that's the first thing. Second thing is I want to make sure that our seniors can age with dignity and have all the choices that they need to have, even if they're getting public support. That they have, they can stay in their home as long as possible. That's not only what they want, but it's also more cost efficient. I will continue to fight the opioid epidemic, and I will continue to do what we need to do to promote Pennsylvania as a job creating place. There are all kinds of reasons to do business in Pennsylvania. If the rumors you mentioned earlier are true, Amazon is making a very wise decision to come to Pennsylvania to have its second headquarters, because I build a business here. I know that this is a great place to do business. We have a great workforce, great location, great everything. So continue to do those things. I also want to focus on broadband. I want to make sure that everybody in Pennsylvania has access to the 21st century. And right now, there are too many places in Pennsylvania where you can't get access to the Internet. Where you don't have adequate cell phone coverage. I want to change that. And the final thing is I want to keep doing what I've been doing to try to make government more worthy of the trust and respect of the people it serves. And I started my career here in government 3 years ago with a gift ban, and it has tried to make integrity the centerpiece of everything that I've done, and I will continue to look for ways to make the government of Pennsylvania the kind of institution, organization that people it serves actually trust and respect. So those are the six things I'm going to continue to do and take on if I'm lucky enough to get a second term.
Governor Tom Wolf, thank you, Governor. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Good to be with you.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.